Cleveland Indians and Pete Ryan, the WLEW Sports Network, and the Fighting Ball Panthers take on the Van Axansons. Good evening. I'm your host, Clark Ramsey, for tonight's broadcast. And alongside me, as always, the true professional. He has a license proven. Please welcome Dave Hanson to the broadcast.
Thank you, Clark. Can't believe how quickly Labor Day has come upon us, and it's already week two in high school football.
Despite having the Labor Day holiday still ahead of us, it's already week number two of the NHSA football regular season. Just 88 days separate us from the state championship and Florida field, and it seems the temperature has already started to drop in anticipation.
It feels much more like high school football in the storm. Cooler temperature and the days keep getting shorter.
Last week on the WLEW Sports Network, we saw a classic crossover game with the Fountain Career Zone Conference of the NUSA. Both teams are projected to finish in the top half of their conference divisions, and it was a battle early on. But after 48 minutes of play, it was the ugly Bearcats stealing the game on the road 28-18 over USA.
Well, before it started, it was going to be an interesting game. Two teams with new quarterbacks starting their first games of their careers, and USA struck first, and we wondered what was going to happen. USA scored first off an ugly turnover, but it quickly turned the tables. Ugly took the lead, never looked back, and found a little passing game that certainly added a new dimension to their offense.
One could expect early season jitters on the first regular season, but here we are with two teams trying to prove themselves, both having lost in region number one. Second, the Falcons and the Eagles are back home 8-33, and Van Axe lost in a shootout 44-64 in Harbor Beach.
Well, for Nevada, New Lothrop, as we all know, is probably a really, really good team about to make a nice playoff run. But neither team's defense showed up last week, so I'm sure that's going to be the number one objective, is to tighten up those loose ends on defense.
Starting up on your WLEW Sports pregame show, we'll take a trip around the region to other area games tonight. Host our media roundtable and take an in-depth look at our game of the week. The Van Axe Hatchets hosting the Sagan Nevada Panthers. It's all on your home for high school football on WLEW Sports Network.
Hey, sweet phone you got there. Is that the new Android? Where did you pick that up?
I just picked it up at Thumb Cellular. I can't wait to show it off to all my friends back at college.
Whoa, hold on. Thumb Cellular? But you go to school outside of the Thumb. Aren't you afraid of the roaming?
Get with the times, man. That was like 10 years ago. Thumb Cellular has nationwide 4G coverage and no roaming charges throughout the entire United States.
Are you serious? No roaming charges anywhere in the U.S.? That's better than my provider, and they're a national carrier.
I think you should give Thumb Cellular another look. I love the super fast 4G LTE network, and they have a great selection of smartphones and tablets.
But you have an Android. I'm an Apple guy.
Don't worry. Thumb Cellular has the latest iPhones directly from Apple. Seriously, you need to check out Thumb Cellular, a Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky.
You love Thumb Cellular.
More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring has the best in-stock selection of Chevrolet pickups in the Thumb area and the best smoking hot deals to put you behind the wheel. Check out their current specials on new 2016 Chevrolet Silverados. Save up to $7,328 on your choice of a new 2016 Chevrolet Silverado LTZ 71 1500 double cab with standard box and four-wheel drive. Lots to choose from on the lot. Pick out your new Chevrolet and find new roads at More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring. If you're considering either new or additional grain storage facilities, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your top source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Whether you need a minor repair or a new grain storage and handling facility, including site design, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MC and Nico grain dryers. DS Services have been building and maintaining farm and commercial grain storage and handling facilities for more than three decades, so they keep a large parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, crane rentals, and more. Visit DSServicesInc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Add more profit to your operation by calling DS Services today. 989-872-3318.
Thank you. My Dumb Sailor, the talk of the dumb. Motor Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in 1025 in Seaway. GS Services, Ralphie and Costco Needs. Concrete Gear, Air Conditioner, Bad Axe. More Motor Sales of Carroll, your Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep, and Ram dealer. BVV Green and Bad Axe. Alphonse Michigan of Seaway. North Star Bank. Randy's Honey Center, 269 Guns. Come National Bank and Trust, a vision, Keystone, Cassidy, two locations in Bay City, and now in Bad Axe. The Insurance Agency of Bad Axe, Benzinger Insurance Agency, and Thumb Industries of Bad Axe. Sailor and Internet Services for this broadcast are provided by Thumb Sailor and the Benzing Street of the 4G LG Network. Make the switch today and become the talk of the Thumb. Well, if you haven't noticed, folks, we don't sound exactly the same like we normally do. I'm Bud Ramsey. To my right is Dave Hanson, despite how we might sound. We are at the station at the process of changing over to a new network. And with every technology comes failures of some sorts. And that's what we're dealing with at the moment right now. So bear with us. We hope to be back up on game time. If not, just come out to the game and we'll shout really loud. We know from within earshot of the radio station, but sometimes technology is not on our side. Buck Ramsey here, your host of the WLW Sports Network. This marks the sixth year of broadcasting football on the Southern Michigan. To my right is a true professional, Dave Hanson, joining me for his fifth season on the headset. To my left is our director of sports information, Doug Grohl. He brought us from the Gulf of Michigan to be here for every game and has done now for four seasons. And last but certainly not least, to my right is the director of social media and media relations, Kayla O'Neill. We are your broadcast team for the 2016 football season. We hope to be with you all the way until Thanksgiving weekend.
We certainly hope to have the privilege to make that trip to Ford Field just once more. And it sure is nice to have the AT broadcast crew back with us for yet another season.
A lot goes into broadcast that goes unnoticed, and that is primarily the words of Doug Grohl and Kayla O'Neill. Throughout the entire broadcast tape, I have constant statistics, updates, and notes flying at us from all directions. That is because of the hard work Doug and Kayla do throughout the entire game. We have at our fingertips, frankly, every single offensive and defensive stat that you can possibly think of, scoring drive summaries, times of possession, and updates from other area games. It truly is a team effort to produce the best quality broadcast for you. I was just curious to the Thumb Michigan and sometimes planet.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
I wrote this script last night.
We both sincerely appreciate all the hard work you two do because we need your help to make us look good. So we really appreciate that.
Well, we just need some help selling you tonight, that's for sure. Well, on top of taking care of the drive summaries, Kayla O'Neill also takes care of our Facebook and Twitter feeds throughout the game by liking WLW Sports on Facebook or following WLW Sports on Twitter. You can stay up to date wherever and wherever you are during the game. Receive in-game updates, stats, and photos from the game by simply searching for WLW Sports on Facebook and Twitter.
It's easy, it's simple, just a couple of clicks of the button. You can have updated info almost to the second.
But have no fear, the dialogue from tonight's game does not end there, but it continues on Sunday evenings throughout the entire football season. Join us for the WLW Sports Network's presentation on the strong side. You'll hear Clark Ramsey, Dave Hanson from the area, Jim Paul V. Adams, analyze the previous week of NHSA football, and then take a look at the upcoming matchups across the entire region. It happens every Sunday throughout the entire season at 7 p.m., with the exception of this weekend being Labor Day and all.
Well, I appreciate having the weekend off, Clark, but as much as I do like getting together with you and Paul, we'll take the week off and we'll do it again the following week.
I will also have the pleasure of celebrating my grandmother's birthday this weekend. So an early happy birthday to Grandma Anna Casiga. She turns 100 later this month. You're listening to Sports Radio 1021 Home.